The halachic questions relevant to organ donation and transplants. A friend or somebody in the hospital offers you to sign on an organ donation card. They tell you how important it is, how ethical it is, how moral it is, how important it is, how you can help save another human life, another Jewish life, at the last moment of your life. And the question is, may a person sign on such a card to donate his organs? So the question of organ donations and transplants is one that is highly debated amongst rabbinic circles and different religious sect affiliations. And we will try to give some of the background of the halachic discussion that surrounds this very sensitive subject. So the question of whether it is permitted according to halacha to donate an organ, to do a transplant, touches upon the following halachic questions, depending on the type of organ donation and transplant that one is trying to do. If the person is alive and healthy and he's trying to do a transplant, a donation of a non-vital organ that of course he can live without, but that someone else needs to help him live, so then the question is raised whether one is allowed to put his own life in danger or take a chance of putting his life in danger for the sake of saving somebody else. In the event that the patient is alive but is not healthy, then in such a case, donating an organ could be tantamount to murder if he can't live without that organ. And then we have the discussion of donations that occur after death. The halachic question that relates to donating organs after death is the prohibition of benefiting from the dead. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to bury the dead, and that applies to every single limb. So perhaps donating an organ even after death, when it no longer poses a threat of a person's life, who is the donor, perhaps it transgresses the prohibition of benefiting from the dead and not burying the dead. In the event that the patient is brain dead, then the halachic question in such a case is, aside for all the above, is regarding whether we view the patient as alive or dead. If you view him as alive, then donating a vital organ is tantamount to murder. If you view him as dead, then it's only subject to the latter field of questions regarding the isser of benefiting from the dead and the obligation to bury the dead. Practically, in the medical field, organ transplants are usually only performed to healthy individuals. They have to go through thorough testing to make sure they're healthy and able to donate the organ and still live long and healthy lives, or to people who are brain dead, and is not done to people who are living but unhealthy, nor to people who have already died, being that the organs are only functionable for transplant while they still receive blood or moments afterwards, therefore making it almost impossible to do a transplant on a cadaver, hence making transplants be the most common upon brain-dead patients. So now that we have the background, let's go through the different cases and the halachic viewpoint. Case number one, organ donation from one who is alive and healthy, such as a kidney transplant, someone wants to donate one of his kidneys, bone marrow transplant, whole blood donation, platelet blood donation, stem cell donation, and the like. So the vast majority of Poskim agree that it is permitted for one who is healthy to donate a non-vital organ from his body for the sake of saving the life of another Jew, which includes the following transplants: kidney transplant, bone marrow, whole blood, platelet, and stem cell. So writes the Igros Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, Yechav Hadas, and other Pesukei Deireinu, Halacha Lemaisa. And even though there's a question here of one damaging his body and entering oneself into Sakana, nonetheless, for the sake of saving another Jew's life, you're allowed to do so. In truth, we find in the Pesukim a debate regarding if one is obligated to risk his life on behalf of saving another Jew. And some Pesukim and Rishonim hold one is not obligated. The Altebe brings their opinion in chapter 329, Halacha 8, and in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Niske Agufa Nefesh, Halacha 7, and other Pesukim hold that he is obligated. And so was the first opinion recorded in the Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Niske Agufa Nefesh, Halacha 7. But certainly, according to all, one is allowed to risk himself in order to help save another Jew, even if in truth we rule that one is not obligated to do so. The Minchas Yitzchak, however, in a tshuva, questions whether this allowance of organ donation, such as kidney donation, only is permitted in a case that you know for certain that the patient will be saved, or even in a case that there's only a mere chance that it'll be saved by you doing so. So that's case number one. Case number two is organ donation from a geisus, which is a person who is still alive but is on the verge of death, and likewise, this case includes one who is alive and unhealthy. So it's clear according to Halacha and according to all Poskim that it's absolutely forbidden from both a medical and halachic perspective, to perform organ transplants from unhealthy individuals whose health can deteriorate as a result of the loss of the limb. This applies even if the person only has moments to live. If he's defined as alive, it's absolutely considered murder to remove organs from his body. And it is for this reason that in the first years that heart transplants were practiced, the G'dayli HaPoskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was on the forefront of this, unanimously agreed that doing so is absolutely forbidden and considered actual murder. Rav Moshe many times called these doctors murderers. This was before the successful ability to do heart transplants, in which the heart transplant would both kill the patient, who was halachically deemed alive, and likewise often kill the person who the transplant was being given to. This position, of course, has never changed, and it remains absolutely forbidden to do a transplant to a patient who is deemed to be alive. And that, of course, leads us to the discussion of whether a transplant may be done to a brain-dead patient. Is he considered alive or dead? But before we reach that, which is case 4, let's first discuss case 3, which is organ donations after the death of the patient. So as we discussed in general, organ donations are done to patients who are brain dead, who are still connected to life support machines to help their blood circulation continue and have healthy organs for transplant. Although it is possible for certain transplants to be done to a patient who is absolutely dead, legally and according to halacha, not connect the machine, the heart is no longer pumping, depending on how much time has passed from the death. And the question is asked, may such transplants be done? So the Poskim rule as follows. In general, it's usher to remove organs from the deceased and store it in an organ bank for eventual use in a living person, just as you're not allowed to perform an autopsy for purposes of medical science, as is well known. Doing so transgresses the isser of desecrating a body, of getting benefit from a body, which is applicable even against getting benefit from the body of a Gentile, and it is a biblical prohibition to do so, and likewise transgresses the positive command of burying the dead. Despite this, regarding certain parts of the body, there are poskim who are lenient to permit organ transplants, even if the matter is not life-threatening, and certainly if the matter is life-threatening, in which case we apply the rule of pikuach nefesh to override all other Torah laws, and therefore they rule it's absolutely permitted and even a mitzvah to do organ transplants on a body to help save the life of another Jew. So famously ruled Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and other Paiskim. If it's not life-threatening, then although we would not be able to apply the aspect of pikuach nefesh to override all the above isurim, certain body parts are not applicable and subject to the obligation of burial, according to some opinions, such as the skin and the eyes. And therefore, some Paiskim can permit corneal donation and skin grafting from a dead patient, even though it's not a life-threatening matter. Other Paiskim can argue on this and hold that if it's not life-threatening, then it's forbidden to take any human body part from the dead for use of transplant. And some Poskim even rule that even if it's life-threatening and doing a transplant to this dead body can help save the life of another Jew, it's forbidden to do the transplant as the obligation to help save another Jew does not apply to donating one's organs, as the Torah required it to be buried in its entirety. So rules the Minchas Yitzchok and the Tzitz Eliezer. So bottom line, regarding organ donation from the dead, someone who's halachically defined as dead. It's a big machlekes in Poskim as if it's allowed at all, and if allowed, must it be for only a sake of pikuach nefesh, or is it allowed even if it's not a case of pikuach nefesh for the patient who is receiving the transplant? And there is no final arbitration on this matter, and everyone must advise with their rav, their meir ha'ira, for practical advice in this matter. Although practically, since most donations are done to brain-dead patients or patients that are still attached to life support and their heart is pumping, therefore, the question of signing off one's limbs for organ donation after death really touches upon case 4, which is the status of a brain-dead patient. We discussed in the previous halacha in detail and length the great machlekes amongst today's poskim as to the status of one who is brain-dead but his heart is still beating, and that while some Poskim consider the person as dead if he's 100% brain dead, others consider him as alive even if 100% brain dead. And therefore, even if we were to rule that it's permitted to do a transplant for the sake of saving another Jew's life, it would only be permitted if the person is considered dead. And if the person is considered alive, as rule many Poskim regarding a brain dead patient, then it would be biblically forbidden to do so due to murder. As you're never allowed to kill one life for the sake of saving another life, even if one life only has moments to live and the other life can live a much better life. We never make such calculations in halacha. And murder is murder, irrelevant to how much time a person has left. However, somebody who holds that a person 100% brain dead is considered halachically dead, and he holds that you're allowed to do transplants from the dead to the living for pikuach nefesh, as we explained before, then it would be permitted. So based on all the above information, we can understand the debate regarding signing an organ donor card. Some hold that a brain dead patient is considered dead, if he's really 100% brain dead, and that it's permitted to do transplants from the dead for the sake of saving a life. According to that basis, they would sign on an organ donor card. While those who hold that brain dead is not considered dead, or they hold it is, but they hold that it's forbidden to do a transplant even from the dead, then there's no room to sign on an organ donor card. Furthermore, even according to those who halachically hold, like the lenient opinions, must take all the following into account before they sign on such a card and must advise with the Rav on the following point. There's a chance that the organ will not even go directly to a Jew who's in need, but rather to an organ bank or hospital, and will be used for a Gentile, not a Jew. Hence, there being no heter available, even according to the lenient opinions. The second point, perhaps the organ will be removed prior to halachic death, even though he's considered clinically dead, such as if he's not 100% brain dead, in which case, even according to the lenient opinions, we hold that it's absolutely forbidden to be done. There are both U.S. and Israeli-based organizations that take all the above into account and provide organ donation cards that can follow all of one's shitas and chumras based on the ruling of his Rav and how he follows an halacha, and he can check off what he permits and what he doesn't permit, etc. So bottom line, the subject of signing an organ donor card or signing off organs for donation is under great controversy and debate, if at all it is ever allowed. And even according to the lenient opinions who permit it, it's only permitted under certain circumstances. And in order to verify that what's going to be done with a person's body follows the rulings of halacha, one must advise with the Rav or the above said organizations prior to signing on any donor card. The link for the organization has been provided in the corresponding article.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.